once again here at the 20th anniversary for VI's PERS Symposium here in Chicago. And Dr. John Kolb is sitting here with me, and he is with VI. First of all, tell me what you do for the company.
Yes. I'm a professional services veterinarian, and I work in our key account section, so I have the blessing to work really with one customer and really focus on them.
Well, we're talking about PERS, obviously, today. And you highlighted the control project that you kind of headed up in mainstream. Tell me a little bit about, you talked about the materials and methods that you use, and really highlighted more than a vaccine and talked about biosecurity and some of those other highlights. Hit the high notes and tell me a little bit more about those methods and the methodology behind them.
Yeah, and you hit the correct issue in saying that it's a project or it's a pool of methods, multiple things. I think the key focus, we began with PERS System A and really evolved a little bit, but really they stayed the same. It was loading and cloning of the sow farms, so really allowing the population to get stable, using vaccine in part to do that. It was routine testing of the system. Until you test, you really don't know what's going on. Biosecurity, so how to wash trucks, how to clean rooms, animal movement and flow, the importance of all-out flow going downstream, really just focusing with the teams at different levels, the sow farm teams, the nursery teams, the finishing teams, helping them understand how PERS virus would act in their population and the things that they could do to change that.
Well, average daily gain and mortality were the two things that you were measuring. How did you take into factor those measurements, and or what did you utilize to measure them?
The average daily gain and mortality measurements were, as you said, the two big ones for the nursery and finishing pigs. So the producer was wonderful in sharing their batch-by-batch lot information. So for every lot of pigs, whether that was 1,000 pigs in a nursery room or 2,000 on a finishing site, for every lot, we had their in weights, their out weights. We could validate the performance. We got all of those key numbers that they shared with us to really help understand the impact of the disease.
Well, results were significant. They showed what we hoped that they would, that there were improvements in the average daily gain and mortality. Why do you see that, and what elements do you think came into factor because of that?
To drive the improvements, I think we had two main things. We had an improved health pig coming in. So prior to these projects, typically there were outbreaks. You would have waves of PERS positive and negative pigs. You really didn't know what you were going to get. Here we really had a much more consistent quality pig coming in. And then we did things like using PERS vaccine, like better cleaning and disinfection, that really allowed that pig to express its potential.
Well, to wrap up here, because we're obviously getting ready to start, you talked about some of the end results and the lessons learned. What are those key lessons learned?
What number one was the first one there is you really have to have the buy-in of the people. And that is in part them knowing exactly what they have to do. And then secondly, them having the right expectations about what will happen when. The worst thing you can do with PERS is to change quickly and jump to this and jump to that. It really takes time and commitment. And once they knew what they had to do and they made that commitment, we were going to win.
Well, thank you once again, talking with John Kolb with BI here at the 20th Annual Symposium. I'm Jamie Johansson.